The wildly popular summer interview series continues tonight with a very special guest from New England. Joining me now is Tim Irish of the band Torn Down. Tim, welcome to Some Sort of Rock Show.
John, thank you. We appreciate it. You know, big fans of yours up here in New England, and you guys have been longtime supporters of us out in PA, and we appreciate it. So thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. And remember that big fan part as I ask this first question. Tim, I know I'm a little late, but I scheduled this interview because I wanted to check on you. I've been worried about you, my friend. It's not every day that the GOAT abandons his team and heads to Tampa Bay. But Tim, I want to know how you are really doing with Tom Brady leaving your beloved New England Patriots.
You know, and I really should have known that this was going to be saved as the opening question on our interview here together. But I appreciate the compassion that you are pouring upon me in this time right now. I tell you what, when I got the news that this was happening, I'm like, this is a sky falling moment for me. I knew it was coming. 20 years. He gave us 20 years. So thanks for checking in on me in that moment, because it was a tough one.
I am talking with my friend, as you can tell, Tim Irish of the band Torn Down, as a part of our summer interview series here on Some Sort of Rock Show. Now, Tim, you guys struck it big in 2017 with an EP called Live Again, and I played three singles from that EP, and I wanted more. And last year, you delivered in a big way with a full album called Out of Darkness. Tim, can you talk about the vision behind Out of Darkness and maybe how that album came together?
Yeah, absolutely. Out of the Darkness was a big milestone for us for a lot of reasons. A first chance ever to write, record, and release a full-length record. It's something that, you know, Eric and I, as those that have followed us, know we've been playing music together for a long, long time. And it was on our list of things to make sure we got to. And, you know, God was good and gave us, you know, me, Dan, and Eric, with Brandon Mills kind of at the helm in the studio with us. That was the recipe for success with Live Again. So we actually started writing for Out of the Darkness in the studio as we were finishing tracking for the Live Again EP. So,
wow.
You know, some of the songs date that far back. We had tons of inspiration and personal experiences that flooded into that album. Yeah, just super thankful for the opportunity from all the people that helped us to go and record that. And the heart of Out of the Darkness follows suit with what Torn Down is all about in our writing. And it's just a look at the dark and the light and, you know, the message of salvation that is for everyone. You know, it's a combination of things that we've gone through and things that we've been exposed to from fan bases and people's testimonies and whatnot. But really just, you know, talking about that struggle and that inherent sin, and then the grace and mercy that has been provided to help us find that way out of that and kind of see the light in dark times.
I'm talking with Tim Irish, New England Patriots fan and frontman and guitarist of the band Torn Down. Now, Tim, I love it when music comes out of experiences that people have had. And I know that this music is very personal for you as well. Could you tell us a little bit maybe about your story, about how faith became an important part of your life?
Absolutely. I was actually born and raised in a God-fearing Christian household. My parents really impressed upon all myself and my siblings what they had learned throughout their faith. And so that was something that I had grown up with. But my personal story of coming to know God and to have the faith that I do started just after my father passed in 1995. My brother and I actually had a trip, a European excursion. We went to kind of all over the place out there, landed in London and took a 12-hour train ride up to Scotland and made it over to Paris. And this was just a real therapeutic trip for the two of us to get to do. And actually on the train ride up to Scotland, listening to, and I'm dating myself here, the Wow 1996 record that had come out. And Stephen Curtis Chapman had a song on there called Heaven in the Real World. And God used that song in that moment on that trip to really, you know, bring me to Him. And it was a moment that I will never forget. It's definitely when faith and everything that comes along with our relationship with God was really made known to me. Even though I'd grown up with that in my family, that was my moment. And it was just an incredible time. And my brother and I shared that moment together. And it was kind of obviously an uncertain time based on what was happening personally in my life. That was it. 1996. And an incredible collection of music from that WOW record that had come out.
And now, of course, your music is impacting lives, so that's incredible to see that come full circle.
Agreed. Yeah, it's huge, and music has been an incredible outlet for me as long as I can remember, and absolutely so excited to have our music, impact and minister in different ways as we hear stories from the people that have listened to our stuff.
I am talking with Tim Irish of Torn Down tonight. Now, Tim, your Out of Darkness album, really an outstanding album. I love it. And I have featured Confession and Gargantua so far. And most recently, I've been playing Alive, which I know is one of your favorites from the album. I want to play Alive now for our listeners and then come back and talk a little bit more. Can you set that up for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely my personal favorite off the record. Thought that this was a timely release. We wrote this in the summer of 2018 where we knew nothing about COVID-19. And the song just really talks about overcoming what seems to be impossible obstacles. So it's one of the songs that came together incredibly fast in my living room back in the summer of 18. Just in record time, and just a bit providential for us. So, great song. We enjoyed the process of writing it, and hope you guys enjoy listening to it.
My guest tonight is Tim Irish of Torn Down. We're going to talk more with Tim after we listen to this song called Alive. This is Torn Down on Some Sort of Rock Show.
I could not see the light.
That was Torn Down with Alive on Some Sort of Rock Show, and it just so happens that joining me tonight is Tim Irish of the band Torn Down as a part of our summer interview series tonight. Tim, when you are not playing music and you're spending time with your family, I know you're a big family man, you like to spend time on the water, and I've seen you with some pretty impressive fish. First of all, where do you fish out of, and what is the most impressive fish you have caught?
Definitely accurate. I enjoy fishing, I enjoy boating, and I enjoy the ocean. And as far as where I fish out of, I launch out of Point Judith, Rhode Island, and kind of if anyone in the area or knows the area, it's where the Block Island Ferry leaves. It's about a 13-mile hike out to the island. And so that's where I fish out of. Biggest fish or most impressive fish that I've ever caught, it's kind of a two-part deal. And one of them was I had gotten out with a good friend of my wife's family to go fishing for striped bass. And we used these umbrella rigs, and they're about 200 feet out. You got the pole in your hand, and that thing went down and almost took me off the boat with it. On umbrella rigs, there's a four hooks, so you can hook up the four fish at the same time. Well, I hooked up three, pulled them in, thought my arm was going to fall off, and that was my record striped bass catch. It was a 40-something inch, 26-pound striper, along with another about 28-inch striper and a 40-inch bluefish, excuse me. So that felt like I was pulling jaws in. That was a lot of fun. And the only other story that comes to mind was I was fishing solo, bottom fishing for what they call black sea bass. Delicious if you can ever get your hands on it. And I was fishing at about 50 feet. The hook went on, the line went down, the pole went down, and my reel started to go down with it. Came right off the pole. So I had to grab the line by hand and pull that thing up from 50 feet. And I can tell you that I screamed pretty loud. I'm pretty sure the people on the beach heard me when I got that fish into the deck of the boat. So that was a lot of fun.
My guest tonight is a part of our summer interview series, New England Patriot fan, fisherman, Tim Irish of the band Torn Down. Now, some of you remember seeing Torn Down play a show here at the Junction Center. That was hard to believe. It's more than 2 years ago now. But those were good times, Tim.
Agreed. Yeah, one of our favorite shows on the list, top shows that we had an opportunity to play at, and that was a great time for us to get out there and visit the Junction Center and perform for the first time.
Well, I can't say enough about Torn Down's latest album, Out of Darkness. I have featured Confession, Gargantua, which apparently is about the fish that Tim catches. And we also have been most recently listening to a song called Alive, which is just so timely. Tim, is there another song you would like me to kind of give a sneak peek at tonight?
One song that we also feel is timely, and a song called Ocean. The inception of the song actually goes all the way back to August of 2011 is when it was released as an acoustic version. Can't believe it was that long ago, but it's a song that speaks in so many different ways, you know, to us and to those that have listened to it. And so we decided to do a full band version of that song on Out of the Darkness. Now, right now, there's a lot of ministry happening around the topic of this song. Now, the chorus talks about kind of breathing in everlasting breath and allowing God's current to carry us through when we're unable. So we just hope that this message of this song just brings some peace in a dark time.
Very well said. My guest tonight has been Tim Irish of the band Torn Down. They are a power trio. What's up, Dan? What's up, Eric? Tim, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight and being a part of our summer interview series.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for your support and for having us on. Excited to be a part of the summer interview series and hope to catch up with everyone soon.
Yes, absolutely. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Torn Down and a sneak peek at their song called Ocean on Some Sort of Rock Show.